Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
End of the year!
Yeah.
It's gonna be New Year's in 2 hours and we still have an episode to roll out.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really take that long.
We can't do this quick.
Not really. I mean, episodes are usually like at most an hour long. Can you not?
I don't think we've said that on the podcast.
Well, we're never gonna say it again, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I will be the first person to say mewing in 2023.
How about you not do that?
Try to beat me, buddy.
I'm not going to try and beat you.
You won't beat me.
I'm not. Well, yeah, you're right, because I'm not going to. I'm not going to try.
I won't even attempt.
So, how's everyone doing on New Year's Eve?
Pretty good.
Fine.
I'm doing pretty good, too. I would have been doing a lot better if I didn't wake up at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know. It is.
You should go to sleep while, like, during a match of Help Wanted.
Oh my god.
You should, like, wake up, like, in the closet.
What?
I don't know. Isn't there, like, a level where, like, you hide in the closet?
In the first one.
Trapped in the closet.
Alright, so we gotta whose turn? What meme did we do last time? What meme did we do last time? It was a Christmas special, so what did we do? We did Jolly Posting.
Yes.
Which is mine.
Yeah.
So it's you.
Me.
It's not. You did Jolly Posting.
Yeah.
Sure. It's your turn. Super Mega Man 10, what is our meme for today?
Hold on, I'm just waiting for
something we just found on the internet.
Load. Okay. If you play this song on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I have no idea what this is.
Neither do I, but we found it, so
This is like a me thinking about Thanksgiving situation.
Yeah. It's a meme that we've never heard of.
It has
of
a lot of views, though.
It does. Reason. And this is a meme that happened about 6 years ago.
Oh.
That's cool. So
during the MLG era.
Yeah, My Hope Will Never Die.
My Hope Will Never Die. It came back. MLG came back for a while.
And actually, wait. Again. No, it isn't.
What?
6 years ago.
Oh, God.
It was 2018.
Oh, God. It was 2018.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, buddy, that wasn't 2014.
Oh, God.
Realizing 2014 is just 2 hours away. Yar.
I don't think he says that.
It's because it's 10:05 BCA.
All right, see you guys.
Is it like a reference, actually?
All right, bye, guys.
I don't know where...
Bye, guys.
Where's BCA going?
Bye.
He left. I think he's going to Fortnite.
Alright, I'm back.
Oh, he's back.
Sorry, I just had to go, like, skippy.
Shut up. I don't want to hear that word ever again from you.
I had to go tax my views.
No, he didn't. No,
yeah.
He didn't. So,
I wasn't really on guard about that.
If you play the song on New Year's Eve, is referring to the, to a snow clone.
What?
On Twitter. And a snow clone, I'm learning about this now for the first time.
A snow clone.
Is
oh god, there's a lot of views.
A phrase in which certain words are replaced with others to produce different meanings. Like fill in the blank stuff like Mad Libs.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's what it is. And, Jesus Christ, I have glitter all over me from my hat.
Yeah, there's glitter all over you.
You're just agreeing with everything I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
no, I am.
Okay.
I am.
In which users, so the meme pretty much... The meme is pretty much, you know those memes that say, like, if you...
That was
those
genuine.
those videos and memes that you see, let's say if you start this at a certain time.
Oh, yeah, like Obi-Wan, like saying hello there on New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you start something at a specific time, when it turns 12 a.m. on New Year's, then it'll do a certain thing.
It'll say something.
Yeah.
Like
I don't
like
know
Captain America going, Avengers, assemble.
I don't know anyone who's actually done one of those.
I'll do it. Watch her.
I remember seeing this.
No, it's 1, actually.
Yeah. I couldn't listen.
I saw something like that. It was like the scene from Infinity War where Thanos snaps.
Oh, yeah, or like when the gas break gas and Eulas break. What did you think I was gonna...
No,
shut
you,
up!
You said
shut
it.
Up!
You said
shut
it.
Up!
Okay, okay.
So I was gonna say Gyat.
You did say it.
I said Gatsby.
You said Gyat, and then...
I'm gone. I can't...
I heard him say it.
Brain rot.
You should do one for memes throughout the ages.
Yeah.
But what?
I don't know. I think last year I said, like, yeah, start this episode, like, at whatever.
No one has any idea what that means.
I went on like a huge like gambling arc when Rem came over the house.
It was very fun.
Yeah, I signed up to this website. I put my email in and they just never gave me an email.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. Big win.
So that's the meme. So BCA.
Yeah.
Can you tell us where this meme came from? Where did it originate? Where did it... I don't know. Where did it come from?
What? I'm born atomically. Socrates... on December 13th, 2017, Reddit user Tomboy Tom... Down. Okay, alright. Uploaded a text post to r/FrankOcean... which read, if you start listening to Nights on December 31st at 11:56, I'm sorry?
What?
11:56:30 p.m.
It's, what in the world are you saying?
That's what 11, it says.
BCA. 11:56.
Oh!
30 seconds.
I'm really smart.
Oh, you wait, from 11:57.
The transition in the song will be perfectly synced with the switch from 2017 to 2018 at midnight. It's just a nice way to end/start the year. The post gained 2,700 upvotes. I almost said 2,700.
No.
I'm born atomically.
Okay, also, I just want to say...
Stop! It's not funny. We're never doing that. We're never doing that meme. So, don't even ask. We're not doing it.
So, when I saw it about 6 years ago on this page... I thought that this meme was from 2014. I genuinely thought it was. I was like, oh, this is an old meme. No, this is from 2017.
Yeah.
It's not that long ago.
Yeah, it looks pretty old. But then I realized that memes haven't always been brain rot.
Yeah. That's sad, because all memes now are just brain
it's
rot.
It's just phantom tax. Skibbity toilet. Skibbity ba ba ba. Roblox, Rock Avatar,
it's
Fortnite.
Literally all memes are now. That's just
it's white
just
noise.
Memes. It's nothing. It's just buzzwords.
It's buzzwords.
It's just buzzwords. That's literally all
the
it
amazing
is.
Digital buzzword.
Skibbity dot 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 yes
yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
not a that's
so the skibbity toilets
are
winning.
Okay.
This yeah. that means nothing.
Can I
Super Mega Man 10?
Yes, thank you. On December 15th.
Oh, whoa. Can you tell us how this meme spread?
Yeah, there you go.
Hold on.
On December 15th, 2017, Twitter user Blonded Ocean reposted the text. The tweet gained over 92,000 retweets and 284 likes. The meme spread further when on December 16th, 2017, Twitter user TM Cripple posted a tweet which stated that if a person begins playing Even Senses Bring to My Life.
Evanescence.
Evanescence Bring to My Life at 11:59:08 on New Year's Eve, the Wake Me Up part of the song will play at midnight exactly. The tweet gained over 77,000 retweets and 189,000 likes.
Yeah.
The popularity of these tweets inspired many...
I'm going to say Poppy Playtime.
Why would you think you would say that?
It's in Poppy. pop you. Huggy Wuggy.
The popularity.
Poppy, actually, wait, hold on. Before you continue, Poppy Playtime 2 came out a year ago. I just want you to think about that.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that one. Thanks for reminding me.
It's so nostalgic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The popularity of these tweets inspired many popular tweets utilizing the format. For example, Twitter user Dearly Finn posted a tweet about the Stranger Things introduction theme gaining over 16,000 retweets and 49,000 likes. Twitter user BR Football made a similar joke using the theme of football's Champions League, gaining over 6,500 retweets and 11,000 likes. BuzzFeed covered the meme on December 17th.
Yeah.
It's like a reference.
It's like almost. BuzzFeed, like buzzword.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much all BuzzFeed does.
Is that what it's called?
I mean, not real.
Is it like bees? You know how like bees like spread information?
Yeah. I said yeah, because like that's probably right.
Yeah, I agree.
And that is what it is. So, we need to talk about Enter 2018, right? So, Enter 2018, right, was .com, was a website that was launched on December 26, 2017. And the site was designed to start certain songs at the exact time that was necessary for a certain moment in the song to play as 2017 ends, which I'm surprised isn't a website today. Actually, is it? Can one of you two look up?
What's the site?
Enter 2018, right? It might be probably be here.
Enter 2018. Right.com, probably.
It's probably gonna be like enter2023.com right now, if it still exists. That's what it's
Enter
called.
2018 doesn't write, so.
What?
No, it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it's gone.
So.
Lost Media.
The site had featured 16 choices for users to choose from. Including Man's Not Hot, Bring Me to Life, and Africa. And yeah, that's the meme for you.
Yeah.
I got a meme for you. Oh, it's a meme.
Yeah.
I guess this really was a meme throughout the ages, episode 160.
If we had a soundboard, we could like start every like meme episode. Like, I got a meme for you.
That's true, we could.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort, though.
Hey, TGM, I got a meme for
you. No, we should get a cameo for Sid.
How much would that cost?
I don't know. Wait, hold on. We'll look it up and see before we get to the meme games.
That would be so epic.
That would be peak. That would be peak. Very peak.
Before we go on to the next section of this podcast, what do you guys think was the best thing from this year?
yeah, I'm gonna kill you.
No.
I'm gonna kill you.
No, not Skibbity
Toilet. It was not Skibbity Toilet will be mine. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, this had the exact answer to my question.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
Okay, thanks.
What was the best thing that happened this year?
Ooh.
I'd say the Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
that was a good one.
Listen,
good one.
This year has certainly been a year for Mascot Horror.
Get it? Garten of Ban
Ban?
Ban Ban! Ban Ban! Oh, Ban-Ban. Great!
Yeah. Two. Skibbity Toy. Is that Mascot Horror? No.
Wait.
No, it's not. No. It's not, because it's not like a kindergarten. What the? So, what does Garten mean? What is Garten?
No, they're lazy. It's like how in Luigi's Mansion 2 there's the Awberry.
Oh.
It's like Garten, like kindergarten, but they remove the kinder. It's like how with Awberry, they remove the S and the
I can't key. Take it anymore.
Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah. And Peelaburn, Nab Nab, the frog dude.
Can I say something?
That's the reference.
I think the best thing that happened this year was Of course, I'm not going to say that.
I thought you were going to say,
I think the best thing was Epic Games bringing back OG Fortnite.
I'm going to say the best thing this year was Raven Team.
I think that was certainly a good thing.
OG Fortnite was a very good thing. It was a good thing. Best thing of 2020.
Absolutely not. I mean, I respectfully...
I had fun for, like, the first time in Fortnite in, like, years. But,
yeah, that was cool. But then they...
then they removed it after a month. Can't wait for the next season, guys. I mean, we got Peter Griffin this season.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And we also got Solid Snake.
Okay.
I don't really know if anyone's
asking. The thing is, no one
cares
about Solid Snake in Fortnite. It's all about Peter Griffin. Because Peter Griffin.
Well, this has certainly been a year.
Yes, it has.
The FNAF movie, I would say, is the best thing this year, but maybe for non-FNAF fans, maybe OG Fortnite, maybe for 6-year-olds, it's like Garten of Ban Ban. Yeah. I don't know. Skibbity Toilet. Kai Sinat streams. I don't know.
The Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That was a good
That was good.
But they're overworking their animators. Yeah. So that's not cool.
Mario movie.
Just forgot that released this year.
That was
peak. Mario movie was also very peak.
My only
but
issue.
But that was expected.
Yeah. My only issue was it wasn't long enough. I feel like it should have been longer.
Yeah, they should have gone through like more of the worlds and not made it a montage.
That's right. The movie's kind of just like a montage.
It's kind of, they go to the Mushroom Castle and then they're already there.
Also, can we talk about why Take On Me was in the Mario movie?
Yeah.
Like, that didn't really seem like it needed to be there. Like,
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
Well, they removed that, so, you know.
Oh, and they removed, now who's gonna stop me?
They removed, like, literally a peak line. They changed it with something that made no sense.
Yeah.
Now no one can stop
me. Yeah, it's so mid. Like,
because it's showing you that they're gonna stop
now. Like, I get it for,
it's
I get
like
it for
a
like the trailer and stuff, but like, you could have kept it in the movie.
The movie was peak though.
The movie was very good.
Both movies
go
were peak.
Go watch it if you haven't seen it.
Bendy movie was announced. We talked about that last time.
Who cares?
Poppy Playtime movie. Is that really even gonna happen?
Is that happening?
No. Yeah, it is.
Are we seeing that?
No,
we're seeing
we're
that.
Seeing we're that. Seeing that.
You two can see that. I am not going into
Poppy
that.
Peak time.
What? Okay, this might sound weird. Yeah. I would be genuinely excited for a Garten of Ban Ban movie.
Oh my god, me too. I'd love this. Who would they
would
cast as Ban?
I would love to see that.
Tom Holland as Ban Ban.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Peak.
Jumbo Josh is. Oh my god.
Tom Hardy.
Jack Black as Jumbo Josh. Garten of Ban Ban the movie would be peak. Oh my god.
That would be so peak.
I don't even know
peak.
What you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
What?
Which
you
is
don't
a
know
good
what Garten of Ban Ban is?
No. And I prefer not to know.
We did an entire episode on Garten of Peak. Peak and Peak.
Wait, we did?
Huggy Wuggy. Wait, no. That's
that was
that's
something
Poppy
different.
Playtime.
That's Poppy Playtime.
Yeah.
No, it's Zumbo Sauce. It's Jumbo Josh.
Yeah. What are we even talking
about? It had
nothing
to do with it. It had nothing to do...
Yeah.
What are we on about? Brain rot. This is just brain rot.
Alright, 2023 is kind
of... I would be excited for a Garten of Ban Ban movie. But that's never going to happen.
I think
but
another...
for the wrong reasons,
the
not because it's going to be good.
The Garten of Ban Ban 3 trailer on YouTube has 10 million views.
Okay.
I just thought I'd point
I think
out.
Another good movie that came out this year, in my opinion, was Haunted Mansion. That one
was
a good movie.
It was a fine movie.
I was fine.
It was the only guy in my movie theater walked out before the credits started rolling, so... I don't know if people would agree with that opinion, but...
We still haven't released the Me and Rem See the FNAF Movie video. That's still just in my camera.
Okay, send those to me, and edit them myself.
No, I'll edit them. I forgot to edit them.
If you don't edit them by tonight, I'm going
by
to
By tonight? Dog, I'm not editing that tonight. Maybe, I don't know.
Just have to put...
They're in there somewhere. They're all buried by like memes and stuff.
You just have to put them in iMovie.
I'll find
just,
them.
Just put the, you don't have. You
they
have
always
to do, like,
come back.
Very little of it.
I know.
Like extremely limited.
I know.
We took someone's photo. That was pretty peak.
Yeah. So
at the end of the movie.
So when me and Rem went to go see the FNAF movie, our theater was so mid.
It was like
no one was excited. Like, one person said, MatPat!
And it was delayed.
No one reacted to the FNAF movie. To the FNAF song.
If that's the theater I went, I'd rather have an extremely disrespectful theater.
Like the one I went to?
Yeah, oh my god.
Oh my, alright, people got kicked out. People were screaming slurs from the movie theater.
The movie theater I went to was perfect. Like, they were relatively quiet.
Some of my friends got kicked out because they were provoking the people who were saying slurs in front of them. And, yeah, no, going to see the FNAF movie opening day is an experience that, like...
Yeah.
It was wild. There was kids everywhere.
It was absolutely insane.
No, there was, like, no parents there, so, like, no one was moderating their kids.
And also,
like how Discord doesn't moderate their user.
And also, we all remember about the fight that happened at an
opening. Oh my god, the fight at the opening day of the FNAF movie.
What a peak year. What a peak year.
It's been a good year.
75% of it was good, 25% of it was bad.
Where are you getting this percentage?
What was bad about this year?
Phantom Tax, Skippy.
Yeah, actually, yep, yeah, there it is. Right there.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't bad.
It was okay. It was creative.
I wanted the Grimace Shake the one time I went to
Smurf Cat.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Thank you. I'm gonna bury you. I'm gonna bury you.
And there was Napoleon, which made no sense.
The Napoleon
meme.
Made
no sense. The meme made perfect sense.
What are you talking about? What was the point?
He was trapped on the island.
All right. We're getting a bit fan.
This is like Dune. Distracted. This is like you saying Dune makes no sense.
Don't even bring it up. Literally, the entire movie made no sense.
I couldn't even tell what was going on throughout the entire movie. You watch Harry Potter, the plot changes every 2 seconds.
That's actually kind of true.
We gotta stop this guy.
I've seen the
movie. Now there's this person.
I've seen all the movies.
Now that guy's evil.
I've seen all the movies 3 times.
This guy is now gay.
I still can't tell you a single thing that happens in any of them.
In Harry Potter.
I've seen all the movies 3 times over, and I still can't.
I wasn't saying that to be offensive by saying, now this guy's gay. J.K. Rowling just went on a spree on Twitter of just making random characters gay.
She did?
Yeah.
That sounds... what?
It's a very J.K. Rowling thing to do.
That's kind of a SP.
J.K. Rowling is a person.
Well, I guess this really was a J.K. Rowling, am I right?
I guess this was a 2023.
This really was a 2023, am I right? Yeah. Am I right?
I wouldn't have any other... get rid of Skibbity.
Yep.
I just want you to...
No more brain rot.
Yeah, Skibbity Toilet genuinely made a mental disorder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this has certainly been a year.
Yeah. It's been a year. Whether it's peak or mid, it's up for you to decide. We'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye. But welcome to the Meme Games, the part of the show where we play games based in this episode and episodes before. RemTGM, would you like to go into further depth?
Yeah, so the Meme Games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker world that we call the Meme World, a bunch of games that we can play on it. Whoever has the most points by the end of the season wins the Meme Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you count
that
up?
Wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Spin
that
wheel. I haven't.
Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Spin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Battle of the Base, and now is a great time to let you all know. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not have the meme game score.
Yeah. Oh. Skibbity toilet, skibbity toilet, all you other skibbity toilets are just.
So what we're gonna when something like this happens, what we're gonna do
is this the end of the season?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Is we're going to announce the winner of the meme games in the next segment, which is Criticism Castle. I'm gonna have these two argue over some dumb thing that makes literally no sense.
Yeah.
While I get the
you had one job.
Well.
I literally told you.
In October, you had one job, and that was to edit a video of us going to the mall to go see the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. It's December. Tomorrow's January. It's January in 1 hour and 20 minutes. It's 1 hour and 20 minutes away. Yeah. Okay. So in Battle of the Base...
I literally told you, after I literally told you during this week you have to do that.
So, in Battle of the Base, what we must do is we need to each find a based meme in whoever's the most based meme.
Please do not have anything related to extremely based topics, such as thing I can't say, and bad words.
Yes, and whoever's the best one gets a point.
Yeah.
So
we can't be too based, unless we get... Removed off Apple Podcasts.
I'm gonna need you two to look in the other direction because I have to use my phone to. Look at the thing. I have to find a basement. You guys probably won't be able to hear them.
Oh, actually, I need the name wheel.
He needs to do the name wheel.
Yes.
Hold on. When we do that, we shall find.
That's not how this works.
That's not how it works. I'm tired. Not really. I'm actually staying up till.
No, you aren't.
No, I'm not. I'm staying up till 8 in the morning.
I love how Ram texts me on Steam at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, getting on Battlefront at
2. Okay, well, I was working on the game, and I see a notification. Literally him.
Yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
But I'm not literally him, because I'm literally Fortnite.
There's no. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Sure. Alright, he's getting the name wheel. He needs
to
shut up.
I have the name wheel here. I almost put Meg. I have the name wheel here. We have a picker wheel that we call the name wheel. It has all of our names on it. And whoever this lands on will be, you know, the person who goes first.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Mega Man, you'll be going first in today's meme games. And now I'm going to be spinning again. See who goes second in today's meme game, of course. I will be going second in today's meme games, which means RemTGM will be going last, unfortunately. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Go find a based meme, but don't get one so based that we'll get canceled. Actually, you can't get canceled if you don't acknowledge it. Get the worst thing you can find.
Yeah.
Anyway, Eminem, Skibidi.
That's not based. That's cringe. I found based cringe. I found cringe, not based.
Oh, let's go.
Is this based or cringe?
A surprise to be sure, yeah. But a welcome one.
Oh, I found the girlfriend, not you thing.
Oh,
from episode
so
100 and I don't know.
That is so bad, Batch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather watch 10 hours of Bad Batch footage, but it's only Sid giving them jobs, or one Murder Drone episode?
I got mine.
Rem.
What?
Would you rather watch 10 hours of Bad Batch stuff, but it's only Sid giving them jobs? Or one Murder Drones episode.
Sid. I want to watch those Sid episodes.
Murder Mid. Midder Drones.
Okay, I got my base meme.
Alright, hold on. If I look up base memes, I'm just going to get a bunch of
exactly, that's
stuff.
Well, I'm not getting anything good.
Okay, found a good one.
These based. Oh god, this is awful. These suck. Hey guys, everyone. I'm not
finding anything.
Hearing a lot of.
Oh yeah, I realized we're not talking. That's probably because. Oh wait, you have been.
I've just been. Hey guys.
Wait, is that what you've been saying?
Yes.
I haven't actually heard you. I haven't found anything good.
Are you?
No, I'm not. See, there's nothing good here. It's not Christmas anymore.
Don't start eating that.
Well, I'm not going to bed tonight. I'm going to be working on the game all night because that's fun. I'll see what happens. I'll probably go to bed at like 3.
Man, these aren't
These are genuinely not funny or based or anything.
Oh my god, you're awful.
Wait, Mega Man, what did you look up to find your meme?
I just literally looked up these memes.
You're lying. There's zero way that you did that, because I'm...
I did it through Safari.
Hey, stop. You can't eat that.
You're going to die, but you can't eat that.
Okay, this is actually based, but like, is it okay if it's offensive, but like,
yeah.
But like, you don't agree with it?
Sure.
But like, but we're just saying we don't. You know what? I'm just gonna stop talking, and this is a good one.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
What? BCA, please tell me you have yours. Are you still looking?
Yeah.
He's still looking. I don't know if you guys could hear him. Well, I'm gonna say.
Oh, okay, no, I have a good one.
Okay.
I have a good one.
I'm going first.
Yes. What do we got here? What do we
get closer to us?
What are you doing over there?
Oh my god! I spun my chair around like I'm EGAD. This is a Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon reference.
Is this not?
I saw this one.
I'm sorry.
This was the one I was saying that's cringe, not based.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry. Oh no.
It's not based.
Because
it's not funny.
It's 2018.
It's just a generic comment about, I haven't paid my taxes.
It's 2018 humor, I'm sorry.
Sorry guys, 2018 call. They want their humor back.
Shut up.
That's like... Hey guys, 2001 called. I can't finish that joke.
BCA.
What do you mean they just hit? Anyway, here's my meme.
Wait, we didn't say what the meme was.
Oh, yeah. Mega Man, do you want to explain it?
Yes. So, on top, it is a comment that is most likely from YouTube saying.
What? Oh, okay. On YouTube.
Yeah. That was posted by Mr. Bra. And it says, I haven't paid my taxes since 2003.
Mr. Bra and the Rock.
And the bottom picture is a picture of Maui from Moana holding a Glock saying, what can I say except that's space?
Why does he have a gun?
I can't, that's not...
RoarXD random humor.
XD Rar Sanchez does the bacon narwhal at midnight. Wait, does the narwhal bacon at midnight?
What is the narwhal?
When the bacon red one, then the red one says when, and it's you know.
And then the blue one says what.
And then the purple one says how.
And then the furry says
what.
Discord notification noise, allegations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're
Typical
saying.
Typical Tuesday on Fortnite.
What in the world are we saying?
Rainbow
All right,
Six
who's next?
Your Who, clips.
Who's,
Stop eating that! You can't...
Who's next?
You can't eat that! You're gonna die!
Who is next? Who is... Oh, okay.
Wait, did you guys rate it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, we didn't. Wait, how do we rate these?
The normal
ones.
I'm gonna be honest, bro.
Because this is when Mega Man got the first high.
This isn't super... funny, based. Mid-low.
I'll go mid-low, too.
So that puts me in.
Sure. Probably.
Mid-low. Mid-low. Alright. Alright, here's mine.
Alright, let's see. Is this based?
Yeah.
This better not be what I have.
I think this is pretty funny. Okay. So, it is a picture. It says, it's Spider-Man. It says, I'm Peter, by the way. And it's Ray Palpatine. And it says Ray Skywalker. And he says, oh, we're using our made-up names.
That's pretty base, because her name's not Ray Skywalker.
It actually isn't.
It genuinely isn't.
It just isn't.
It's Ray Palpatine, actually.
It's Ray Palpatine. Ray Nobody, that's who. Dude. Why
what
you like
in
this?
The world?
Why you like this? You're like a little Ewok. Get off my chair.
All right, so
what do you guys think?
I'd say
it's pretty good.
Mid.
I'll go. Mid high. Mid high.
All right. Okay. So mid mid and mid high.
Yeah.
All right. Mid 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 high. All right. RemTGM. What is yours?
It's gonna be a bit difficult to send mine because mine's a video and mine's an mine is a video on the site x.com.
Oh.
And I don't. Actually, wait, is it a video? Is it a video? No, it's a post, I think.
What are you doing?
Stop. It's a post. I'm gonna send it to the...
I don't have an X account, guys.
To the group chat. And so, the meme is...
Oh.
POV, you hear your future son yelling racist and homophobic slurs in his room.
Oh.
And it's a picture of Negan from The Walking Dead smiling. Now, this is very based and very funny.
that's pretty funny.
This is very funny.
You know, that's actually kind of funny.
This is extremely based.
Yeah, no, that's actually really good. This is what a based meme is. It's not just putting a bunch of racist things. Listen, okay.
Also, I hate to be that guy, but that's not the right use of POV.
Yeah, that's also that guy. That means point of view. It's like you're supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you're supposed to be an image showing something.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not using POV, right? Yeah. If you said that on TikTok, you just get the nerd emoji and then ratioed.
Yeah.
Let me just clear the record. A based meme is not just putting something racist in a meme. It's not putting the N-word in a meme. That doesn't make it based. that just makes you a racist.
Yeah. I mean, it's extremely unexpected to just see that.
Yeah, as that may be a little funny because it's very unexpected. But it's not a good meme. A based meme is something like this because it's funny and it's unexpected. Exactly. Wait.
Wait, what?
No.
All right, wait.
There's a difference.
Have we rated this yet?
No. This is really good, actually.
I'm probably
going
to say...
I say mid high, which means RemTGM wins.
Yes, it does.
This is actually, I'm not glazing. Okay, I'm not glazing right now. This is like the best. This is the best base meme I've seen, because it's actually using the. It's using the word right.
It's using the word right.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Except they're not using POV right.
Yeah.
Anyway, RemTGM gets the point, this meme games. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. And welcome to Criticism Castle Point Show, where we read reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Yeah.
Nothing's happened. Super Mega Man 10 is right here, right in the chair, right next to us.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, all right, so.
Continue.
Okay, so.
What are our reviews for today, Rem?
Our review for today is a very special one. Because it comes from one of our listeners. Now, this is going to be an issue. I didn't screenshot it. So, BCA, I'm going to need you to go to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, okay.
And go to our...
I will go.
I need you to go and find the YouTube comment. Because it is another one from our good friend, I can't remember his name because it's a pretty...
Andy Smith.
Andy.
Doxing.
Andy, you're probably in shock right now again.
Yeah,
it's
a very long one.
It's not as long as the Jay Schlatt. Actually, it's a good amount of length. So, Andy Smith has a message for us. He says, "Hi, it's me again. This comment is a serious one. I have listened to every single one of your episodes, and every time you upload a new one, I listen to it that day. I listen to your podcast when I'm doing my chores, when I'm going to sleep, and when I'm bored. A little bit ago, when I was cleaning my living room, I was listening to the episode Gail Lewis, which had come out that day. But the second REM TGM said my name, everything stopped. My heart went cold. I felt a chill down my spine. My hands dropped the vacuum as they shook with goosebumps. Even with how bad this sounds, it was out of positive shock. It was out of joy and excitement. I almost cried. I was so happy. Even though I think I gave BCA a heart attack with the skibbity toilet part of my little story. XD. By the way, the fact that we are so influential that we made someone almost cry, like, that is insane.
That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy. Where was I? I'm sorry about that, by the way, and I don't think Skibbity Toilet is funny.
Of course.
I only included it because it's a goofy, dumb meme. Anyway, thank you, Rem. Thank you, Mega Man.
I personally love
Skibbity. Thank you,
BCA.
I
don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah. For reading my...
hazard.
Yeah, it is. You should probably stop messing with that. For reading my comment, and hey, BCA, I agree. I would rather watch Thanksgiving than play that game. What game were we talking about?
I forgot.
Wait, I think I was talking about the Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, it's the horror movie.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
Super Mega Man. Wait, didn't Super Mega Man...
Yeah, I talked about...
I think you were talking about Dead by Daylight.
No.
Wait, were we talking about Dead by Daylight?
No, we were talking about something else.
I was...
Cookie, no!
No, stop!
He's eating cardboard. Plastic. Funny. Or plastic.
Plastic.
How funny.
Plastic. That's so strange.
Well, I don't remember what we were talking about, but I can probably guarantee that he would. That we would both all rather play whatever that game is. And,
Hey, Rem. So there's a distinct missing of wires.
It's fine, Yeah, it's probably not an issue.
How are you doing, you old pirate?
And hey, BC... wait, no, I already read that. XD, can you read this comment in an episode as well? We've already got you covered reading it right now.
Yep.
I want the Epic Gamers to know that I don't think Skibbity Toilet is funny. That is a very good... That is something I would also want. I would never want someone to think that I think Skibbity Toilet is funny.
And Andy, I was the one who was talking about watching Thanksgiving. I was the one who was talking about Thanksgiving.
He's the one who
knows. Thanksgiving is truly a Fortnite.
It really is. What was I gonna say? If you guys want to be on an episode of Memes Throughout the Ages, I've had a lot of people ask us about being on an episode. Email us, podcastmtta@gmail.com. If you don't have an email or you can't do that, join the Discord server. Invite will be in the description below. And if you, for some reason, can't do that, do not put your contact information in the reviews or comments on our channel. Thank you.
Yeah, don't do that, please.
Please don't do that. But if you are unable to tell us your contact information through those things, leave a comment on one of our videos on YouTube. And we'll talk to you on there and try and see what we can do.
Yeah.
Just
don't leave your personal information.
Yes. You can tell us your information
if you want
privately.
If you want, we're not forcing you.
We'll find some way to get you on.
Yeah.
I'd assume this is 5 stars even if it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just making an assumption.
So thank you so much, Andy Smith, for the 5-star supposed review. If you want to be on Memes Throughout the Ages next time, make sure to leave a review, 5-star or not. It doesn't matter. It's going to get your criticism, like the name implies. And we have one more segment.
We do.
Where we talk about our favorite moments of the season.
So yeah,
so
we might have to do it fast.
No, we still have like a half
fast.
Hour.
We do it pretty fast. Everything.
Yeah.
So we'll see you all there. Goodbye.
Time to abandon.
This is like, this is,
It's
Coruscant.
Hold on.
Are you just going to quote a line?
It's the end of the year.
Hold on. It is the end of the year. Hold on.
And end of the season.
Hold on. Is on screen.
Hold on.
Grim, I think you're forgetting that Star Wars is 90% no talking. What are you waiting for?
I give up. I give up. They're not going to talk. Okay. I give up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you should say that.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
So... this is the end of the season. This is the season closeout.
Yes.
The thing we do.
And it's almost a new year. And you killed Count Dooku.
It's a...
what?
It's a... we're 29 minutes away from it being...
yes.
The funny...
so we need to hurry this up.
Not... it's not so going to take 29 minutes. So, well, what we always do is we talk about our favorite moments and our favorite episodes. Do we do our favorite moments or episodes?
We do
first?
Our favorite moments.
Favorite
first.
Moments. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
I think my favorite moment from this season. It's gonna be a tough one.
Ferrum's just watching Revenge of the Sith.
I didn't even notice I'm watching it.
You're just like, staring at it. You were staring at it like...
I think my favorite moment throughout the season was singing the Christmas album.
That was a very long
song. That was pretty gaming. You guys can listen to that on YouTube right now. It's
shirtless.
Oh, yeah. Why is he shirtless? Why didn't you allow him to stay with her?
It's a
scene in Star Wars.
It's the beta.
Yeah, we have Star Wars on right now because we're gonna have Obi-Wan say hello there on New Year's.
So the beta version of the the Christmas alpha. Album is on
alpha version. It's like alpha.
Is
Omega.
On yeah. It's on our YouTube Christmas channel. Album. It's on our YouTube channel. We're gonna release a better one next year. Yeah. We're sorry, guys.
You can check the outro for all the information about that.
Yeah.
Which is also with a comment that we read today's YouTube.
Yeah.
Where we read today's review on.
All right. What were your three favorite episodes?
Or
do we do that after everyone?
Do that after everyone's.
Spoken. Okay.
I have spoken.
Okay.
That's like a reference.
Mandalorian guy that never shows up again.
Yep. That's like a reference.
They added him to the Galaxy of Heroes. What the.
I think...
No. I...
oh.
The next person says my favorite moment. I think my favorite moment this season was the 9/11 joke.
That was pretty funny. Oh, that was that was very creative. I did not see that.
I wasn't expecting it to work.
Yeah.
It was so obvious.
I mean, they weren't expecting it to work either. And guess what it did?
It worked. We did it.
I don't think you got the joke, but that's okay.
They
weren't expecting it to work. They weren't expecting it to work either, but it did.
Oh, yeah.
Two in one. Two jokes in one.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't even mean this. No, that's not what I meant.
You need a third.
No! It came out of left field because it landed
Ram!
On
the field. Field! Ram!
You need to think before you speak.
Field!
Oh my god!
That's my favorite moment of the season.
Oh my god!
I guess this really was a memes throughout the ages season 16.
We need to add a headphones warning on this episode. Between Ram's big win and our screaming, I
guess this really was a season 16.
Yep, this really was a Suicide Squad.
All right.
I'm not just saying that. It's a reference to a movie.
This is true. This is truly a primal season.
You're done. Optimus Primal.
Okay.
No, I wasn't talking about that.
He's talking about Fortnite.
Talking about the Fortnite season?
Optimus Primal!
No, not that one.
That had Optimus Primal in it, right?
No. Oh. Chapter 2, Season 6.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
so sorry that you can't remember C-3PO, but you can remember Chapter Fortnite. No.
Got that.
Okay, anyway. Anyway, Rem should just... when we start yapping. Rem TGM. Wow,
so
I just said your full name. That's weird. Rem, what's your favorite moment?
So my favorite moment from this season had Jesus Christ. It has to be
skating. What
are you saying?
You said Jesus Christ and I said
it's a reference. Having Dust on was pretty cool. That was fun.
Yeah, having Dust on was nice. I think that is the most professional we've been with a guest.
Is it?
I think. Maybe.
It might be. Have
I don't know. Maybe. I think it's like the most friendly, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was certainly an episode.
Yeah.
It was a pretty epic episode.
What?
It's always nice having our fans
on the episodes. I'd say...
Stop watching Revenge of the Sith.
I'm trying to think.
It's like when you're in the dentist office and you're just like watching whatever's on the TV.
The Christmas special was a pretty fun...
Yeah.
It was pretty fun doing that.
Yeah.
I can't think of like any specific moments because we've done so many episodes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you just gonna agree with everything I said?
No, I was Yeah.
Yeah. It's a reference. So yeah, those were my favorite moments. The 9/11 joke was funny, and this happening right now too. No. That was not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
The trick. It's funny.
The trick.
9/11 was not funny.
No, tricking.
It was not funny.
BCA tricking Mega Man and me tricking myself.
Yes.
Three
consecutive times. Great job. You're getting us canceled.
Well, you're the one who did the joke in that episode.
And then you made the mistake three times.
Well, you know what?
Literally said 2-1 three times out of left field.
That's not what I didn't mean that. I didn't mean any of those things.
Can we get to our favorite episodes, please?
Yes, favorite episodes. Okay. Shall I pull up a list?
Yes.
Do you guys not remember them?
I remember a few. Phantom Tax.
Doug the Lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Nick A30.
That was the season.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I want to change my answer. This season did have one memorable thing.
What?
Bird People Free Guy Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
All of that was
How did
you
forget about
fun.
That? That's the first sequel in Meme Child Ages history, which you can go see on the Meme Child Ages wiki that is not out yet, but we were actually working on it.
Yeah.
That's the very moment.
I feel like Super Mega Man.
Yep, that's the MTTA wiki over there. Yeah. I see Anakin Skywalker.
More than you know.
Those two are working on it. I'm just.
God, did they just walk? For 5 seconds. I love this movie. Anyway, our favorite episodes.
All right,
we'll pull this up.
Who wants to? Well, Mega Man should probably go first.
I just had my ringer off. Off.
I know another type of ringer.
On.
No, that's not a ringer.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
We're on a list.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Anyway, yes, it wasn't clear.
I mean, number three, I think it's Troll Guy.
Uh-huh.
At number two, it's Bird People Free Guy, Part 2.
Bird People Free Guy, yep, that's
Bird
the name of the episode.
Bird People's Free Guy, Part 2.
That was a funny one.
And my number one, hello, Peter. Welcome to Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Griffin, it was in Fortnite.
That did happen this season.
I'm so happy about that.
All right. So, BCA. Wait, no, that was right. What am I saying? Yeah. BCA.
My favorite
What were
episodes?
Your three favorite episodes?
Jolly Posting is... Wait, hold on. Not Jolly Posting. Not yet. Bird People's Free Guy Part 2 is going number three. Jolly Posting is going number two because we recorded the Christmas album afterwards. Mm-hmm. And number one is was Phantom Tax?
Phantom Tax was this season, yeah.
Yeah, Phantom Tax because of the funny.
Yeah, okay.
The funny.
And the Fook Boom. The funny.
The Fook Boom? The Fook Boom?
Get it?
The
okay, yeah,
bombers,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so happy about that.
Yeah. I'm so happy about this information.
I should be the first
just a week
to
away.
Watch Skibbity Toilet.
Just a week away. You're not going to be. I guarantee you're not going to be.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Imagine if a bunch of toddlers start saying that as soon as the new year
When
starts.
The ball drops, it's just... Skibbity da da. I'm so happy.
All right, my three favorite episodes this season were... number three...
Mr. Bra and the Rock.
Trollololo Guy. That was very fun to have Dust back on.
Yeah, it was nice having Dust.
It was
just
good.
Because I didn't add that doesn't mean I didn't like having Dust on the... it was a cool episode. I liked it.
It was fun talking about Troll Face again, kind of. And number two, I have Jolly Posting. I feel like it's, for me, it's tied with Christmas just a week away. Mm. Because they're both Christmas episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, I just realized we did like two Christmas episodes.
Well, we did a Christmas episode a week before Christmas. Because, you know, Christmas just a week away.
Yeah.
Get it? It's like a reference.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
That's why we did it.
And because obviously Christmas and we record the album. And in number one, Bird People's Free Guy Part 2. I mean, not only is it the first Part 2 we ever did, but it's Bird People's Free Guy.
There's an
extreme improvement over the...
Which actually, it technically isn't Bird People's Free Guy. It's We Go Today, We
Hey,
Go Back.
Hey, how about you shut up? Okay?
Actually, it's not actually Bird People's Free Guy. What even is Bird People's Free... Was that ever...
That was a meme, yeah.
That was like a thing that people were posting.
Yeah. On iFunny.
Oh. It's never heard of it. Anyway... this year has...
Oh my god, we didn't announce the winner of the meme games.
Go ahead, Rem. Do you not remember?
I do, I have the list.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Phantom! Okay,
Fortnite.
Well, we have to go quickly. Okay, so the winner of the meme games, we're very sorry for not bringing this up in Criticism Castle, we should've. The meme game score for Season 16 was Super Mega Man 10 in third place with 2 points.
Yeah.
And BCA in second place with 5 points. And me in first place with 6 points. I won by 1 point.
I got so close.
You did.
So RemTGM is the winner of the meme games of this season, season 16.
And of this year as well.
Yes, and this year. Congratulations, Rem. And this has certainly been a year.
Chewy.
That is not Chewbacca.
That is just a Wookiee. That is racist. That is technically racist. Anyway, Mega Man's racist, not me. What?
No, not me.
That was not Chewbacca.
No, don't say that.
We got Super Mega Man 10 being racist before GTA 6.
I can't believe it. Anyway, this has definitely been a year for a lot of things.
Yep. It has been.
We got Curse of Skibbity Toilet, Garten of Banban. We also got a few good things.
We did.
We got the Chapter 1 map.
We got OG Fortnite.
Chapter 1 map.
FNAF movie.
Yeah, the FNAF movie. The Mario Spider-Man. Movie.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah. All
those were peak.
Yes. We got the MTTA Christmas special. Really, the only bad thing this year was Dream.
Yeah.
And Skibbity Toilet.
Yeah.
We cannot bring up our thoughts about the Dream situation because it's technically not resolved yet and we don't want to get into any hot water. So, Dream... He's all right, I guess.
Yeah, he's fine for now.
Maybe, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm RemTGM.
And we'll see you all in the next... Next year, we'll see you all next year.
Bye.
In the next episode of Meme Challenge, we'll see you all next year and next episode. Goodbye.
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 Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.